Now, if you're a consumer of the news, you hear a lot of conversations like the one we just had about a place confronting violence. And there are also all the stories about unemployment, crime, and political dysfunction. It can be enough to make you think that we humans aren't doing anything right. But it turns out we are. As the year draws to an end, NPR's Uri Berliner looks at a few areas of real progress here in the United States and around the world.
Let's start with flying. It's not a lot of fun. Baggage fees, pat-downs, cramped seating, disappointing snacks. It's not pleasant. But the odds are remarkably good you will land safely. Here's Arnie Barnett, an MIT statistics professor who studies aviation safety.
If we look at 2013, up to this point, the chance of being killed in an accident is about 1 in 15 million.
So what does that mean when we're up in the air?
At that rate, 1 in 15 million, you could go approximately 40,000 years taking a flight every single day before you would, on average, succumb to a fatal crash.
Barnett says big safety improvements, like collision avoidance systems, were introduced more than a generation ago.
We haven't had a mid-air collision in the United States involving a commercial plane in more than a quarter century, when we used to have them every 2 years.
Airline safety has kept improving steadily. There have been only 256 fatalities worldwide so far in 2013, according to the Aviation Safety Network. That compares to an average of 720 deaths each year over the past 10 years. Barnett says when crashes do occur, they're more survivable, thanks in large part to fire-retardant materials. A case in point was the worst accident in the U.S. this year, an Asiana crash that resulted in 3 deaths.
You know, even in the tragedy at San Francisco, the Asiana plane, the survival rate was 99%, even though the plane was utterly engulfed in a conflagration. But the extra time it took for the conflagration to take hold allowed hundreds of people to get off the plane and to survive.
The next area of progress, the threat of cancer. Dr. Otis Brawley is the chief medical officer of the American Cancer Society.
The death rate has declined by 20%. That is to say that a person who's in their mid-50s, who's alive today, has a chance of dying from cancer that's 20% lower than a person of that same age in 1990, 1991.
Dr. Brawley ticks off the major reasons that's happened.
The progress was overwhelmingly made in smoking cessation and people not smoking, especially among males. There was about a 35% decline in breast cancer death rates, and that's through a combination of screening as well as improvements in treatment. We have about a 35% decline in colorectal cancer death.
Encouraging, but we shouldn't get carried away. Brawley says there's a development that could stop much of the progress.
Increasingly, we're figuring out that a high caloric diet, lack of physical activity, and obesity is a huge cause of cancer and actually might surpass tobacco as the leading cause of cancer over the next decade.
Okay, optimism about cancer and big advances in flight safety. But everyone knows the global economy is still a mess, right? In much of the world, that's true. But not in sub-Saharan Africa, one of the world's poorest regions.
Africa is no longer a place that is purely in the future.
That's Ian Bremmer, president of the Eurasia Group. Growth in sub-Saharan Africa has been running at nearly 5% over the past several years, well above the global average. Bremmer says Africans are moving out of extreme rural poverty and into cities, where many start businesses or work for better wages.
Africa is now more urbanized as a whole continent than India is as a country. Women are getting much better education. Healthcare is improving.
And mobile commerce is making a big difference.
You've got 800 million Africans with cell phones, with mobile phones, and they now can act as consumers because they can have bank accounts.
Bremmer says inequality is growing as more wealth is amassed, and that's something to watch out for. But overall, the economic momentum is going in the right direction. So if you have friends and relatives who get gloomy this time of year and start talking about how the world is falling apart, tell them to take a deep breath for a minute. A lot of important things are actually getting better. Uri Berliner, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.